voiding your First Amendment right every single day. This is Lars Larson.
Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you on a Monday. Always glad to get your calls. I want to talk to our friend Sergeant Betsy Bratner, who is Betsy Bratner Smith, I should say, who is a spokesperson for the National Police Association, and she is a retired police sergeant. Sergeant Smith, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. I haven't had a chance to say that to you this year. it's a crazy year, and I want to mention In-N-Out Burger fleeing from Oakland, California, but why don't we start with this? What is the single most dangerous square mile in all of America?
Well, that would be near the airport there in Oakland, California. And, you know, it's so unfortunate. I've flown in there many, many times when I lived in Chicago, and I went to the In-N-Out Burger there near the airport, and because everyone from the Midwest goes to In-N-Out Burger whenever they can. Sure. But here's the thing. Car theft is up 50% in Oakland, and around the airport there, if anyone's ever been there, there, of course, are multiple gas stations where you fill up your rental car, things like that. These gas stations and businesses around there get hit often up to a dozen times a day with car thefts, retail thefts, things like that. A lot of the crimes that occur are considered nonviolent, so the police can't pursue, they can't chase. And as the officer in that article we sent you said, you know, we're totally screwed. And it's really unfortunate for what was once a decent area for folks.
Well, I've been to Oakland myself. I mean, I live a long ways away now, but it just strikes me. Let me ask you a question about the car theft before I go anywhere else. And that is, these days we talk about car thieves. And, you know, 20 years ago, for the most part, car thefts were, you know, somebody would steal your car while it was unoccupied. Are most of these sort of occupied car thefts where people are carjacked? Or are we making a distinction between those two?
Well, legally, you have to make a distinction between the two. Car theft, again, and this is Alameda County prosecutor's rule here, a car theft where somebody goes in, hot wires your car, whatever they do, that's a nonviolent crime. Now, carjacking, where somebody yanks you out of your car, that is indeed a violent crime.
Okay.
Although it's not always prosecuted as a violent crime. But Oakland also has, you know, homicides. They have record homicides for the last 3 years. And so much more violent crime. And they can't keep cops. I know everybody's shocked by that. But to the point where a few weeks ago we were talking about the city of Alameda, which is kind of an Oakland suburb. They were offering $25,000 bonuses.
Wow.
To police officers who would come and stay. And then after you complete training, another $50,000 check. I'm a 64-year-old retired cop. I almost went.
you were tempted, huh? Big bucks. And then go do a year and then leave, right?
If you survive it. But you know, police officers are you know, they're tired, they're aggravated, and a big part of it is, you know, cops, we don't mind dealing with crime. That's what we do for a living. But Alameda County, where Oakland is, they have a district attorney named Pamela Price. She is one of the George Soros installed prosecutors, and she's one of the worst. There's actually a recall underway, a couple of parents whose there's one parent whose son was murdered. They're trying to recall her. Now, that has been successful in the Bay Area before. You know, they in San Francisco, you know, they were able to recall Chesa Boudine, but they were not able to in LA to recall George Gascon. So, but people are very upset. And because they see that when you, you know, when you don't prosecute real criminals, and Pamela Price is, she's all about prosecuting cops. She went back, in some cases, 15 years to bring charges against police officers in cases where they had been cleared.
Now, is that popular with the local population, Sergeant Smith? I mean, because I guess what it comes down to is they might recall her, but if people are cheering when they go back and prosecute cops for one thing or another, and the rest of violent crime is doing a job on the town and on the people who live there, I would expect the law-abiding citizens, and even in a high-crime area like Oakland, most of the people there are law-abiding citizens. So it's the non-law-abiding citizens that are preying on the law-abiding citizens. You'd think they want to get rid of this lady.
Well, you're absolutely right, but you have a complicit media that, you know, talks about these old cases, you know, and you also have an, you know, a class of activists and politicians who say that, hey, we have to do this to make things more equitable. You know, there's always that word, equity, not equality. And, but what happens in most of these cases, and we've seen this around the country in, Austin, Texas, and in Atlanta, Georgia, and Seattle and Tacoma, Washington. Most of these cases where we charge these cops criminally, they're bad cases, and so the cops end up, you know, they end up being found innocent, and the county, the prosecutors, the taxpayers end up spending millions of dollars that could have been spent keeping residents safe. So,
and Sergeant Smith, are you thinking of there was a resolution of a case in Tacoma not long ago? I don't live in Tacoma, but they resolved it. They said the police killed this guy, you know, without reason, and the jury said no, they killed him for good reason. And the cops, you know, were all given the, you know, bum's rush, but I think they settled out for $500,000 for each of the officers. So, in other words, you lose three good cops, and you have to pay $1.5 million. You know, to pay them off, having spent already hundreds of thousands or more to attempt to prosecute them and put a sour taste in everybody's mouth about ever going to work for that police agency. It's like nobody wins out of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're right. And you know, really, since the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, you know, to go back to 2014, where so much time and energy and money was spent trying to prosecute the officer in that case, and you know, three times he was investigated and found to have done nothing wrong. And again, we see this all around the country. What's happening in Alameda County is people, especially in high crime neighborhoods, are now getting incredibly frustrated with the DA there, with Pamela Price, and so they're going to try this recall. You know, we'll see what happens, but. You know, you make such a good point that most people are not criminals, and our the National Police Association's polling finds most people want more cops in their neighborhood. Most people want their cops to get paid a decent wage.
Yep.
And most people are concerned about the safety and the mental health of their police officers.
Absolutely right. That's Sergeant Betsy Bratner Smith from the National Police Association. Sergeant Smith, it's good to talk to you again. You're listening to the Lars Larson.